What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're going to get into EB's entertainment page in just a bit, but I believe we're going to bring in Mike Marr for his outfit reveal for the Purple Heart happening today.
Travis laughing.
At 1757 Golf Club.
All right, can you say, before he comes in here and before we see him, can you say what his inspiration was?
Hal Sutton.
Hal Sutton.
So he's wearing a visor? So you just bring him in?
Yeah.
Come on in, Mar.
The big reveal. Here he comes. He's wearing very short golf shorts. And is that a logo?
Those are normal golf shorts.
They're a little short, but you know, that's a trend is short. They're a little cottony.
Now, that shirt has got to be 25 to 30 years old.
Where'd you get that from?
I mean, that's a logo Athletic Redskins golf ball.
Where did you get that?
I'm dressed like Pablo Escobar, but I'm going to be playing like Tiger Woods on that course today. I would set the course record, but 1757 is my home course, and I already have that. So the second best thing I'll be going for is that first place trophy.
What are your thoughts, Jason Bishop?
I mean, the shirts, I would probably just clean a toilet with it.
Where did you get the shirt from?
So my buddy was in New York, and he was doing a little thrifting, and he hit me up and was like, hey, I just found this shirt. I'm going to get it for you. Do you think you'll wear it? I said, absolutely. So shout out my boy Brian for this shirt.
That's an autographed Greg Norman hat, right?
This is a custom hat.
Are you going to wear that?
Custom hat.
The whole fit.
No, are you going to wear the hat?
No, probably not the hat. I got my own hat.
Okay. All right, hold on. Can you stand up? Whose dad did you borrow the shorts from? Those are very short. Yeah, they're short. The short is kind of in though.
Yeah, but I don't think that short.
I think those are kind of in.
I think they're kind of in.
Fine,
sure. It'd be nice
quads.
If he had a little bit bigger quad.
Eric, do you know who he looks like? This will be a reference for you only. Yeah. Mike Bender.
That is a reference only for EB. I don't know that.
Whose shoes are those that you're rocking?
And those are Valdez's shoes.
The G-Force? I actually just got a pair just like that.
Yeah, I believe he broke par with these bad boys, so I plan on doing the exact same today.
I know this. You better lotion up.
Yeah, you better have a lot of
You look very fair skinned.
I got a lot of sunscreen on the way.
All right, good.
Did you bring all your accoutrements, all your SIGs and everything in?
I left that all in my car. I wish I was big brain enough to have brought.
So what are you, a Marlboro guy? Is that what you are?
Marlboro Light, man. Let's not reinvent the wheel.
He had the Marlboro Reds last year. He realized they were too high octane.
Isn't that what you used to smoke, Cakes?
No, Marlboro Lights.
Yeah, he said Marlboro Light.
No. Last year he had the Reds, which are for the manliest of men, which we are not.
That Cakes' Zen experiment still... people bring that up to me all the time. Like guys that are Zen guys.
Right.
They bring it up to me all the time.
He felt horrible.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Because they wanted to win him over.
Well, the Cakes just couldn't handle it.
He felt horrible that day.
If I were a smoker, like a pack-a-day smoker, I could eat Zins like they were freaking sweet tarts. But my body just couldn't handle that rush of nicotine.
Well, you know what
can't handle it anymore.
You know what they call Marlboro Reds. They call them Cowboy Killers. And I took Cowboy Todd's spot in the Purple Heart.
Yes, you did. That is true. That's a good thing. Did make me laugh.
I'm
is Todd distraught about it? I haven't heard.
I don't know.
He's actually on the line.
Oh, he is?
I think he hates Mike Marr.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Because he took his spot?
His rival?
Yeah.
All right. You got to put cans on. He doesn't have any cans. Hold on 1 second. Todd, hold on. We got to get some cans for Marr. Go over there. Here we go.
We haven't heard from Todd in months, I don't think.
Cowboy.
I actually was texting him during the Caps playoff run because he was butthurt that I didn't text him the previous year.
Cowboy, you there?
Hey, happy or actually sad Purple Heart Day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sad
you,
for you.
Are you upset? You've been bumped?
Broken Heart Day.
Broken Heart Day. Yeah, I'm a little bit bitter, but, you know, Drab's not going to be there today, so, you know, it kind of softens the blow a little bit, but... No, yeah, Mike Moore, you know, he just gets on my nerves now.
Why? He's a good kid.
I'm joking. He's a good kid. I don't have I do have bitter ill will on the dude because he took my spot.
And stealing your attention dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that, and, you know, I got bumped out for the Survivor. You know, he's just a pain in my butt now.
Hold on, what Survivor did he get bumped out? When we did that NFL picks thing?
NFL Survivor.
Why did we bump him out?
Well, it used to be
because of Mike Moore.
Yeah.
Well,
honestly,
I enjoy the Purple Heart with Cowboy, but Cowboy has to realize Mike Moore has precedent over him. He's on the show.
He's on the show.
And I know Todd's been a show character for so long.
You call in like once a year now.
But Mike's on the show.
Yeah. Your contributions have diminished to almost nothing.
Well, that's because Mike keeps taking my spot, and Drabby actually
I might have taken your spot because I'm like 50-50 on Purple Hearts based on schedule.
That's not an excuse for you disappearing from the show. You can still call in. You don't call in.
I do call, but Drabby says, well, you're not entertaining today, and then he like for like 3 months.
Is that true?
You know, he was in his Nazi mood. And
sometimes he's got nothing.
Sometimes he's got nothing.
Yeah. But he did call in April.
What did he call about?
Because he was upset that Cakes wasn't texting him back during Caps hockey talk.
He's mad.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right. But once a year's not good enough, Drab. If you want to be like a key part of the show, you can't just call in once a year.
No, he called
in. I got to call on the days Drab's off.
He calls in a handful of times.
A handful, tops.
He's got to dodge Drab.
Maybe five
out
times
of town.
A year.
What are you, so busy with work?
It is. It's been busy, and it's been, you know, I'm not as entertaining because I had to grow up a little bit.
You don't get arrested anymore.
you don't get fights.
You're not running
family.
Some illegal, like, I don't even know, driveway business paving thing you were doing. So shady.
You're not spotlighting.
Right. No kids popping up left and right. Yeah
you've locked down a kid. How many kids are you up to now?
We've got a total of 9 kids and 8 grandkids.
Oh, my God. How old are your kids, by the way?
Jeez.
The oldest is 29.
You got a 29-year-old?
No.
How many are yours?
No.
How many are yours?
Yeah, four are mine.
Four.
Four okay. From your, you know.
That you claim? Isn't there one that you don't claim?
Well, there's a couple I wouldn't like to claim, but, yeah.
How many different, how many different fathers are there? You and then, is it just one other?
Different fathers?
Yes.
With
different
his
mothers.
Wife?
Yes.
Two different fathers.
Okay, all right.
Two it's others plus
confusing.
You?
Is it two or three? Yeah. We just had
so
this discussion.
So she's got three baby daddies.
Well, if you count this year, it would be four, but last year it was three.
What?
He's trying to be funny.
He's doing a callback.
I appreciate the effort.
All right.
Todd, how old is your youngest child?
My youngest child would be...
From your DNA.
19. My youngest is 19.
Wasn't one of them that ride horses or something? Or that was the old lady you knocked up?
Yeah, unfortunately, she passed away.
What?
On a motorcycle accident. But,
what? Wasn't she the one we were going to marry with the zoo animals or whatever?
Yeah, y'all were going to do it at Jiffy Lube Live and have chickens, cows, horses, all kinds of stuff.
She died?
Yeah, she passed away on the motorcycle.
Oh, man, that's horrible. That's
horrible.
We had no idea.
Was she wearing
a
helmet?
Bro.
Yeah, but it was just, she was riding on back of one.
Todd, would you
that's rough.
Would you want to, fight Mike Moore, as you call him, because he's taken all of your shine.
Like, you, Mike Moore's like, no, I don't want to fight anybody.
I mean, I love fighting. You know that. I mean, back in the day, you know, it was rowdy, but, you know, I wouldn't want to hurt the kid. I actually like the kid. I mean, I feel bad when I see him. I mean, he reminds me of that kid off of Meet the Millers.
Yes, I actually thought that too.
I don't get the reference.
That kid's
the
a Millers. Star. That's
he
not
was
a
in.
Comp.
He was in. He was in the movie.
He was
we
in
saw
Warfare. I had to look him up.
Yeah.
I think he's like Australian. He's from.
He's definitely got a British accent.
He's some pale kid.
Yes.
I'll show you, EB, because I know you don't have a comp here.
You. When was the last time you were in a
is
fight?
Is that Will Poulter?
Yes.
Yes. He said he looks
this
like
kid.
This guy.
He kind of does. Yeah. Does. When was the last time you were in a fight, like a bar fight?
Oh, man, that was before I got married to Rochelle, so that's been 12 years ago.
Is your wife still writing the erotic novels, or is she retired?
No, she's done with that.
She's been out. Why? Yeah. Why?
We've just been too busy with work. Working kids and grandkids. I mean, I'm getting ready to drive to Maine.
What do you mean?
What are your grandbaby?
Hey, so, oh, spell Maine.
M-A-I-N.
Well, yeah, you got it.
Yep, I mean, Maine. That's like Main
Silly
Street.
Kennebunkport, yeah.
Probably
Maine.
Not the state name, but that's, yeah, Main yeah. Street you got. That's
you
pretty.
Did, you didn't specify.
That's true.
Good
that
point.
True. That's true. We didn't specify.
You are correct.
Is it really true, Cowboy, that you wanted to enlist 20 years ago and the military, in desperate times, didn't accept you?
Yes, because I did when you all were in Knights 24 years ago. I couldn't pass the ASVAB test. I scored too low, and they were like, "Yeah, no."
What is that test?
Everybody.
Yeah. I think it's probably the world's easiest test.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
failed
it. Desperate is just to have somebody
yeah, they just
up
need
there
bodies.
On the front line.
If you have a pulse, yeah. They're going to take you.
What was the test? Was it like just like basic math?
It was the reading that got me. The math I was good with, but it was the reading, you know. It kept throwing me for a loop.
Right. How have you improved your reading, or are you just kind of punted reading?
Oh, no. So when I do, like, work order tickets and stuff like that, Siri is my best friend. So, you know.
What do you mean? Because you have to ask Siri how to spell stuff?
Oh, yeah, or if I don't know a word or anything, I'll just copy and paste it and put it to my phone, and it'll read it out.
What do you use chat? You probably should use AI. Do you use, like, ChatGPT or something to do your job now?
I don't understand it.
He knows AI.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, all you got to do is just tell it, and it'll do it.
He can't understand regular intelligence.
He knows what
let alone artificial intelligence.
He knows what Grok is.
Yeah.
He should fight a Merriam-Webster dictionary.
If AI is Google, then yes, Google. I use Google.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. So, what about your kids? Are they big dummies too? Or are they? Be honest.
I don't know.
Huh?
I mean, I don't know. They're. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're.
You don't know if your kids are smart or stupid.
Well, I mean, they're not eating crowns, so I guess.
They're not eating crayons. Not eating crayons.
So, did any of your kids? Did they all graduate high school?
That they did,
but no college.
What is your 19-year-old doing now?
He actually works. He's a manager at Safe Light.
Okay. So he can fix my
Safe
windshield.
Light repair, Safe Light right. Replace
all
that
right.
Whole bit.
All right, so he's a working guy.
And what's the 29-year-old doing?
She is popping babies. So
is that the one that's in?
Really
is that the one that's in Maine?
No, that is actually her son. Actually, he's actually a not a slum lord, but he does reflips and does like
flips houses,
apartments and stuff.
Yeah, right.
He does renovation.
Right,
the same thing as the slum lord.
Yeah, renovation.
Any of the kids? Not that it's required. Nobody. Not everybody needs to go to college. But if any of the kids received any college credit?
No.
Right. No, you know what? Saved you a lot of dough.
Yeah.
Have any of your kids been to jail?
Negative. No.
All right, that's
very
good.
That's success.
All right.
Very good.
They're living a dream.
Yeah,
so why isn't your wife writing the erotic novels anymore, though?
Ran out of inspiration.
She does. Yeah. That's definitely... No, she just hasn't had any time. I mean,
I thought you guys were like sex maniacs.
We used to be. But I mean, it's
did that die out?
I don't know. yeah, just, I have no time.
No time. You don't no have 10 time. Minutes. With, what does it take you an hour? But you don't have 10 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, I mean, it takes a good four, but still, don't have time on that one.
You don't even have 4 minutes to spare?
His time is stretched don't there.
No, by the time you get laying in bed and watching TikTok, I mean, you just don't, you're done. You fall asleep.
Right. You kind of lose your zeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't have any time with kids, grandkids, and work.
Yeah, speaking of time. Wow, yeah. Look at the time.
Speaking of losing zeal.
Is he dying? Is he dying?
Yeah. All right, plus, he took Mars Shine.
Yeah.
Totally took back the attention dollars.
Well, you guys are the ones that said to go to him.
Well, you guys I'm were happy. Talking about him.
I always like talking to Tom.
I do. I enjoy it, too. Well, see if you can hit some skins and have some stories for us, Cowboy, for next time.
We'll talk
call.
To you in 2026, my friend.
Hey, Balik, I got to give a shout-out real quick. Bobby, hit me back up on Facebook. I sent you a message.
Bobby who?
Bobby Blick.
Everybody's working.
He's looking for some
those tentacles, they reach a long way.
Hey, are you still doing a disc golf? Are you still like a disc golf, like ranked player?
That's why I was hitting him up. I need some sponsorship.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, I just last tournament was last month. I'm getting ready to play another one at the end of this month.
What's your ranking right now?
I haven't looked at it. Last time I looked, I was like 25th in Virginia.
Is that good, do you think?
But,
I mean, I guess.
How many guys actually do that? Not as good as he used to be. I thought he used to be fourth.
Yeah, he used to be higher.
Used to be fourth in Virginia?
Yeah, I was fourth the last year.
What's your best stroke in disc golf?
Best stroke?
Yeah, like are you good off the tee?
I've got a hole-in-one earlier this year.
From how far away?
It was 180.
He's banging 50. Those chains, baby.
Good job, good. Ace.
That's pretty good.
That is
well
impressive.
Done. Well
pretty
done.
Pretty good. All right, 25th. Hey,
All right.
Well, Bobby will hit you up. We'll get you a Surfside sponsorship. Maybe we'll go get Crop to hit you up. We'll get everybody involved.
Hey, maybe he'll hook you up with the golf bag.
Yeah.
Man, we don't want to talk about that.
Cowboy, we'll talk to you later. Like, a lot later.
I do miss that guy.
Like, 6 months later.
Yeah, to me, that guy can't miss.
All right, so Mike Marr is going to be dressed up in all of his old Redskins
all right, back to Marr.
Gear today for the Purple Heart Open, which is at 1757 Golf
Club. Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you take a video or at some point put on social media of him all, like, smoking the Marlboro Lights, zinned out of his
He's going to have them all up on the YouTube page.
Oh, he's going to put them up, I'm sure.
Follow us, 106.7 The Fan's YouTube page. And I want to see this swing.
Big on Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. There's going to be a lot of stories going out today, so just stay tuned for that. So make sure you follow.
Right. Very good.
I want to see your swing.
Okay. Hey, slow, smooth as fast, dog. You'll see it.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk NBA Finals. John Mettler from Covers.com. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.